10 p.m. on the dot. Yes, 10 o'clock. Father should be asleep by now. On the dot. Now let's see. Okay. Everything should go according to plan. Climb down the trellis quickly and silently, then sliver through the gardens to the passage that leads to the forest, then to the river by the sycamore tree. There, my lover will be. And I have to accomplish all of that in my undergarments, no less. It is a rather chilly night. I do hope he remembered to bring me my change of clothes. Oh, imagine the scandal the next morning. Princess clad in only pantalettes and chemise found parading the kingdom in the night. Oh, we'll have none of that. Oh, no. Now it's time. Just carefully step out the window. Find your footing. That's it. Quiet. Easy. Easy. I can do this. I can do this. Why is my bedroom so high up? Don't look down. Certain no one heard that. The bushes! I'm going to be okay. I'm going to see my sister. Someone's coming. Now, go! All right. I'm coming, Sir Knight. I'm coming. There you are, my love. Oh, no need to be embarrassed. You can look upon your highness all you like. Have you brought the clothes? Oh, darling, I love you. You're certain no one will recognize me. Well, although it has been quite a while since my last public appearance, I'd imagine some citizens would remember my face. Then again, in this walking ensemble, I'm sure I won't be a grain of rice in the grass. No, it's a metaphor, honey. I mean, like a fish out of water, only without the tiara. Would you mind helping me with the back? Thank you. Finally. Something that feels a bit more practical. You know how tiresome it is to drag the train of a dress around all the time? Oh, well, of course not. But I'm sure you have grown tired of wearing chainmail throughout the day. They do suit you nicely, I would agree. But here, this shirt, it's a lovely sight. The moon is on our side tonight, Sir Knight. Now, on to the village. Woo! Oh, trust me, Sir Knight. You can fill my dance card any time you like. I assure you, and it's always a pleasure. Oh, here. You were lovely tonight. Here, have this. You play wonderfully. Keep the spirits high. Oh, Sir Knight, you need not worry. A couple of coins should not raise any suspicion. Besides, they deserved it. It is getting a bit hot in here. Do you mind if we step outside for a moment? Ah, thank you. I love this. I love tonight. I love seeing the people of the kingdom dancing the night away, and to join them is such a privilege. Even if they don't know who we are. Oh, but of course, I've forgotten your upbringing. It's refreshing to know that not all nobility are stuck-up royals. I'm so pleased you were raised to acknowledge everyone you meet for as they are, rather than from where they come from or what they do to earn a living. You don't know how many times my father has tried to prove me otherwise. I have to thank you, Sir Knight, for showing me what the kingdom is truly like. Not just from what I see from behind the palace wall, but here, among them, with you. I do love you, Sir Knight. Well, the knight is still young. What do you propose we should do next? Huh? Oh. We most certainly could find somewhere private for a more intimate evening. I'll let you lead the way, my love.